Inclusion Now 57, Inclusive Praxis, Keepers of the Gate, by Tessa Filbert, SEND Advisor and Manager. If the title of this article sounds like something from a horror movie, then it rightly depicts many of the experiences of families who have children and young people with special educational needs and disability send when trying to access their right to mainstream schools and much-needed provision that supports aspirational learning. In 2015, in the final year of studying for my degree in special educational needs / inclusive education, whilst writing my dissertation, I came across the concept of gatekeeping. As an undergraduate carrying out research, with no legal rights to access educational settings, it made sense that for me to gain access, I would be met with a gatekeeper. This person would be required to understand my research proposal and ensure that my access to the school would not pose any safeguarding issues or breach confidentiality policies. In my experience as a special educational needs practitioner, advisor, and now manager, supporting children and young people with SEND and their families, I have witnessed this concept of gatekeeping being implemented in a way that unlawfully denies pupils access to their right to mainstream education. Conversations with parents who have experienced arriving at the school gate with their child, only to be turned away by the Senko, are becoming all too familiar. The sound of parents crying because they have been told that the school cannot meet their child's needs is one that permeates too many families' experiences of the education system. It is a heartbreaking and disheartening cry, one that illuminates a reality faced by children and young people with SEND, which changes in law and statute have not been able to address. The Children and Families Act 2014, coupled with the SEND Code of Practice 2015, were implemented to address the significant deficiencies within the previous laws and statutes that prevented parents, children and young people from being at the centre of change and having their voices heard. The amendments to SEN law, amongst many other processes, were designed to improve communication between families and professionals within a person-centred context, thus improving professional accountability. However, these reforms have not initiated the culture change that is needed to provide children and young people with SEND the support they need and are entitled to. Only human beings can action what is written in law. A change in law, even one as significant as SEND Reforms 2014, cannot teach respect or value for the lives and rights of all children and young people with SEND. We can only learn that through believing that we all have equal value. There are many parents agreeing to placing their children in special schools or alternative settings because the concept of inclusion feels like a fantasy of law, unwilling to be practiced, and the rhetoric of not being able to meet needs has thousands of families feeling like their children are unwelcome in mainstream schools and safer in specialised settings. Perhaps there is a simple question that every headteacher, teacher and Senko may find themselves asking. What would I want if this were my child? I considered including statistics that highlight the increasing number of children and young people with a wide range of SEND receiving their formal education in special schools, resource bases and pupil referral units compared to mainstream. I decided against this because I believe that although we can use facts and figures to demonstrate good practice as well as highlight issues, it is this same quantitative lens that prevents the wider stories being unearthed and hinders the need for more qualitative research that truly captures the voices of the people and their day-to-day experiences of injustice and discrimination at ground level. I want to end on a positive note and encourage all families to, wherever possible, empower themselves with knowledge and understanding of SEN laws, processes and policies within your local authority. This may be a task that is more difficult for some than others. However, there are many accessible online resources that can support your endeavours, which shall be listed below. Lastly, talk to each other, share experiences and knowledge, build communities where you can give and receive support. Online resources and services. It is a statutory duty for local authorities to provide families with a service that offers free, impartial, confidential advice and support to children and young people with SEND and their families. In most local authorities, this service is known as Special Educational Needs and Disability Information Advice Support Service, SENDIAS. To find your local SENDIAS, please follow the link to the Information Advice and Support Network. The Council for Disabled Children, CDC, has a wealth of resources aimed at supporting families. Independent Provider of Special Educational Advice, known as IPSE, is a registered charity operating in England. IPSE offers free and independent, legally based information, advice and support to help get the right education for children and young people with all kinds of special educational needs and disabilities, SEND. They also provide training on the SEND legal framework to parents and carers, professionals and other organisations. The SEN Code of Practice, COP 2015, is a document that must be utilised by local authorities when deciding on SEND policies and in decision-making processes. I would advise downloading a copy, as use as a reference to support knowledge and understanding.